These are the 10 reasons why your e-commerce business will definitely fail. So if you've got a growing e-commerce business, you do need to make sure you take note of all the 10, and the last one is the best one. Welcome to Sterling's Global, and here's your reason number one: lack of market research. So lack of market research can make or fail a growing business. You need to make sure that you have consistent market research of your competitors, as well as the trends and the customer taste. Also the marketing data that you receive, and you need to ensure they are all falling into places according to the data that you get produced from the other marketing software like Google PPC, Amazon PPC, and so forth. You need to ensure they also identify the audience preferences, competition, and market trends to keep up with the actual growth of your business. Now, what you need to also understand that you are at that growing level, you're taking a certain number of market share for that products or services that you're selling at the moment. So if you are not fully focused on the actual data and you are not actually doing this on a consistent basis, there's a good chance that somebody else with a lot more marketing budget or a lot more resources in place can always overtake you and eat out the market share they've already developed. This is why this part is extremely important. And if you do not follow that, this is why it could also fail your business. The market research, as we've just covered, right? If you think about it now, that will lead to my number two, is the poor product selection. If you didn't have enough market research or didn't pour enough quality resources to get the market research done, you are going to be selecting the wrong type of products that you should actually put out in the market, either in your store or in your marketplace stores towards their customers, and you'll be spending a lot of marketing budget on those products. Now, a definite solution to that is to make sure that you choose the right type of products you need for your business. Your market research should lead to the quality product selection. Choosing the wrong product for the business can make it or break it. So that's the difference, guys. The reason for it, simply because it doesn't matter how much money you have marketing, you cannot make a failed product success overnight or within the actual budget if you are just a growing business with 10 million, 15 million pounds revenue. Because there are companies like Nike, Adidas, they spend billions in products to make it a success if it doesn't work. Sometimes they just throw the product because they can afford it. At your level, you cannot, because you have already invested decent amount of money. The quality of your actual finance has gone towards the wrong product. So it will drag the energy of the team that you have got at the moment, because your team is not big enough to handle amount of workload or amount of negativity that Nike or Adidas, in example, could. So selecting the right product is also important to make sure everybody understands the product, everybody enjoys the product, and it has got demand, is within trend, and it solves a problem. So the marketing research should cover all these tactics to make sure the product selection is to the point and it is not one of the reasons to fail your business. So do put some time into it, do enough research to make sure you have selected the right products or products for your business to grow to the next level. So now that you're coming to the marketing strategy. So inadequate marketing strategy can actually fail the business at the same time. Don't forget, the actual paid ad campaigns are actually eating away your cash flow quite quickly. It's simply because every time somebody clicks on the ad, you are having to pay for it. Now, coming from the actual top, if the market research was not good enough and he selected a poor product and he's then spending money on the incorrect product through the actual marketing, regardless of how strong or how ethical the marketing strategy could be, it's bound to fail because you did not follow up the chain from the beginning accurately as a professional, using the actual quality resources in terms of the people who are right to make the decision or who have got enough expertise in the industry. Now, let's assume you've got the right product, you've done the right marketing research. What other marketing advantages can you take? If you do not take those, your brand also could fall into the prey of failure. The reason for it, because it's just not one type of marketing that you should rely on nowadays. Relying just on PPC is really a hard sell. It's really dangerous because you purely depend on the actual revenue by spending the money first. So it's a dangerous game. If you don't make a sale, you are on negative. So what people do, they invest in organic marketing. That could be relevant towards the actual social media, as well as influencers, brand awareness, email campaigns, and looking at search engine optimization, which is SEO. something like videos on YouTube that falls within the social media criteria. If you create one video today, that will last you for the rest of your life. You'll always generate traffic from it. And if you have search engine optimization, a blog or a page ranking on the first page of Google at the top, either number 1, 2, or 3, you're generating enough clicks that will then help you to generate enough traffic free of charge, because you're not having to pay for the traffic. And when they lead to the sales, boom, that's a winner. You did not have to pay for any ACoS and you are making money without spending money. That's what the smart business is. If you do not have an adequate marketing strategy, do not follow that marketing research or the product selection, you are bound to fail your business. So do ensure to pour enough resources and enough manpower to ensure it's running smoothly and all the processes are in place for everybody to follow, and do run the research on a regular basis. Weak branding strategy can be also a killer for a growing business. If you're in the e-commerce business or service-based or software-based, whichever business you are, brand strategy or brand identity is very important for your business. Brand is something what people know you by. Now, if you can remember who you are, that's great. If they can't, after repeating 12 times or 24 times, you just have to make sure the identity is accurate before you pass the message or before you create the awareness of your actual products or services. Now, if you do look at our logo, Sterling's Global, you will see the consistency of the color and the font, as well as our website, all falling within the 1 to 3 color codes. We use blue, green, black. We're not using too many colors. Our logo is within the standard. We're using maybe green there as well, but it is very consistent with falling within the 1, 2, 3, 4 criteria. And also all our social media banners and everything else syncing together. So it's like if you fall within the Sterling's Global criteria, you know you have come to Sterling's Global regardless of which platform you're looking at. So that's what I'm referring to. You need to make sure all your branding, banners, colors, logos, all are consistent cross-platform, including your shop, as well as your packaging if you're producing products or supplying products to your customers. Your user manuals, product information, catalogs, any sort of warranty cards or packaging inserts, everything should fall within the branding criteria. It also links to the actual brand awareness. Brand awareness links to your marketing strategy, product selection, as well as your adequate marketing resources like you covered above. So now the actual brand identity relating to this topic very well, if you think about it. It is falling in order. So if your marketing is not adequately strategized or placed for your business, and if you haven't done enough research or not put the correct budget, not chose the correct product for your business, your brand identity won't even matter in this case, because those previous data or the actual selection of the products or services inconsistently or consistently failing at the same time. The brand identity will be highly relevant. So you do need to make sure that you are putting enough power into those previous topics we spoke on this video, so your brand identity stands a chance on creating that awareness that you need for your brand, so people remember you and you have consistency in your branding as well as in your sales and receivable ratios. Now, poor user experience also relevant to the failure of that growing brand. Poor user experience is one of the key reasons why a successful brand may fail. If you have a website, for example, Shopify or WooCommerce, and you're not operating in any of the marketplaces, and poorly run or developed website can actually kill your business. Now, you might have 1,000 people or 1,000 genuine hot lead landing on your website, but you might be converting only 5 or 10, where you should be really converting 50 or 100. And that reason would be simply because the checkout process, or maybe too many options, or slow website, or your server size is not big enough, it's not fast enough for it to load faster. So we need to ensure that you have run through a quality UX UI checkup, as well as implemented the actual audit for your website for the user experience. You need to have a specialist to run an audit for your website for the best user experience to have at the best conversion possible. And you do need to make sure you run that at least every 6 months by installing some sort of software, something like Crazy Eggs or analytical software, which is actually showing the user history, how they have browsed your website and why they have failed, why they are not converting. Now, this could also relate to our incorrect product selection, or it could be that you are targeting the wrong crowd in terms of the marketing for your website. But if you're doing those things right and you're still not converting your website or your products, that definitely means that you should put your eyes deep down into the actual website conversion and have a specialist looking into that. So that's called website conversion audits, and you can find a specialist somewhere like Upwork, not exactly Fiverr, but Upwork, you'll find some quality people, or find a digital agency in the local who you think is suitable to run the audit, who has got experience. They'll be able to identify and also give you an action list how to fix it. So guys, I hope you have enjoyed the video so far. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to like or comment and let me know which one of these 10 has actually connected to you the most, and which one of the 10 or which two of the 10 would you recommend to a growing business so they can save their business from failure.